Hello, I'm Chris from Opinion Research, a national survey research firm, and we're talking to people today about issues facing us all, and we would like to include your responses to the survey. To begin, are you registered to vote in San Patricio County?
Yes, I'm registered to vote in Texas.
Thank you very much. And are you, or is anyone in your household employed in the news media, a market research firm, an elected official, or actively involved with political campaigns?
No.
Thank you. Now, thinking about past November general elections for a moment, which party's candidates have you tended to vote for most often, Democrat or Republican?
Republican.
Thank you. And just to make sure that we're talking to people of all ages, and what year were you born?
I was born in 51.
Thank you very much. Now, have you seen, read, or heard anything recently about the building of an ammonia plant in or near Ingleside?
Yes.
Thank you. And have you seen, read, or heard about this from Facebook, X, or other social media, yes or no?
No.
A report on the newspaper?
Yes.
Attending a meeting?
No.
A report on television?
No.
A news site or articles on the internet?
No.
Talking with family or friends?
No.
Something you heard on the radio?
Nope.
Or a website you found?
I'm sorry, what was that?
A website you found?
No.
Thank you very much. Now, in your own words, please tell me what you have seen, read, or heard recently about the proposed ammonia plant.
I've heard that it was proposed that they were rebuilding it. That's about all.
And that they were rebuilding it?
They're trying to get everything to be able to be, to build it, excuse me.
Thank you very much. Now, what have you seen, read, or heard? I'm sorry. Has what you seen, read, or heard given you a more negative view or a more positive view of the proposed ammonia plant?
Honestly say, I think it's a positive view.
Thank you. And now I would like to read you the names of several individuals or groups. For each one, please tell me whether you have heard of the person or group, and if so, whether you have a positive or negative impression of them. If you do not recognize the name, just let me know. Now, here's the first name. Nueces County Green Ammonia?
No.
No opinion or have never heard of them?
No, I've never heard of them.
Valero?
I've heard of Valero, yes.
And do you have a strong positive, somewhat positive, somewhat negative, or strong negative opinion of Valero?
Positive opinion.
Is it strong or just somewhat?
Somewhat.
Somewhat, thank you. What about Oxy Energy Corporation?
What was that company again?
Oxy Energy Corporation.
Not heard of it at all.
Port Corpus Christi?
Port of Corpus Christi, yes, I have.
And do you have a strong positive or somewhat positive, somewhat negative, or a strong negative opinion of them?
Strong positive.
Thank you. What about Project Yaren?
Haven't heard of that one.
Or Yaren?
Nope.
Haven't heard of it. Okay. And what about Enbridge?
What was that again?
Enbridge?
No, haven't heard of that either.
And what about Yara?
Nope.
Haven't heard of them or no opinion?
No, I haven't heard of them at all.
Thank you. And the last one on the list is Flint Hills Resources.
I have heard of Flint Hills.
And do you have a strong positive, somewhat positive, somewhat negative, or
somewhat positive?
Somewhat positive. Thank you. Now, would you favor or oppose the construction of an ammonia plant and export facility located in the southern edge of Ingleside?
Yeah, I think I would.
And do you strongly favor it or just somewhat?
Somewhat.
Somewhat. Thank you. Now, please tell me if each of the following items of information makes you strongly favor, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose the construction of an ammonia plant and export facility at the south part of Ingleside. The first one is, the proposed ammonia plant and export facility will be located within the existing Enbridge Ingleside Energy Center and the south tip of Ingleside.
Agree with that.
So do you strongly favor it or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. The next one is, ammonia is the second most manufactured chemical globally, and one of the two project partners, Yara, has over 100 years of experience and excellence, and an excellent safety record and extensive knowledge of the entire production process. Hearing this, would you strongly favor, somewhat favor,
strongly favor?
Thank you. The next one is, a partner in the proposed ammonia plant, Enbridge, has a large-scale infrastructure development expertise with world-class deep water docks and export capabilities at the Enbridge Ingleside Energy Center.
I have no opinion on that one.
Okay. That's fine. The next one is, the ammonia produced by the facility would be exported to Europe and other countries for their energy needs, since ammonia is a fuel source and that reduces emissions and would otherwise come from coal plants. Hearing that, would you strongly
support that?
Thank you. The next one is, the low-carbon ammonia production from the proposed facility will remove 95% of the carbon dioxide from the ammonia manufacturing process, thus creating a nearly carbon-free fuel source.
Strongly favor that.
Thank you. Opponents say the proposed ammonia facility will increase the shipping traffic in the bay, and this will mean more erosion as well as damage to the aquatic ecosystem.
I don't have an opinion on that one.
Okay, that's fine. The next one is, the produced ammonia will be loaded directly onto ship docked right at the facility. Therefore, the produced ammonia will remain on commercial and industrial property away from residences, and then it is shipped. Hearing this,
would you say that again?
Yes. The produced ammonia will be loaded directly onto ships docked right at the facility. Therefore, the produced ammonia will remain on commercial and industrial property away from residences, and then it is shipped.
I agree with that.
So do you strongly favor it or just somewhat?
I strongly favor that.
Thank you. Now, approximately 95% of the carbon dioxide generated from the ammonia facility will be captured, sequestered, and then transported by a pipeline to permanent underground storage approximately 25 miles south of San Patricio County.
Okay.
So here it is. Yeah.
I somewhat support that.
So much favor. Thank you. The next one is, consumers frequently use ammonia-based products found in everyday household items, such as glass cleaners, disinfectant aerosols, spray surface, and carpet cleaners, and pet strain removers.
Yeah, okay. I agree with that.
So do you strongly favor it or just somewhat?
No, we favor it. Somewhat.
Somewhat. Thank you. The next one is, the proposed facility will generate millions of dollars each year in property tax revenues to help with road improvements, pay teacher salaries, maintain school buildings, and fund a host of other county services.
I strongly agree with that.
Thank you. The next one is, and we're halfway there for this section, Enbridge conducts all monitoring required by its permits, which are written to ensure that all significant potential emissions are within acceptable range. Tracked and known to the Texan Commission and or environmental quality and reported at least semi-annually in reports made available to the public.
You know, I don't have any opinion on that at all.
Okay, that's fine. And would you say it's neutral or it depends, or are you unsure on what to say?
What was that again?
Do you mean that it depends, or you are neutral, or you are unsure of what that would mean?
I'm just unsure.
Unsure. Thank you. Now, in addition to paying property taxes on the proposed facility, both Yara and Enbridge will pay sales and use tax, corporate income tax, and other taxes, including payroll tax, fuel tax, and excise tax.
Okay, I agree with that.
Do you strongly favor it or just somewhat?
Yes. Strongly favor it.
Strongly, thank you. Opponents say the proposed location of the ammonia facility will negatively impact our community members' lives.
I don't think it's going to negatively affect them.
So to that statement, do you somewhat oppose it or strongly oppose it?
Yeah, I oppose it.
Somewhat or strongly?
Somewhat.
Somewhat. Thank you. Ammonia production is one of the safest and most efficient industries in the world. This plant will include the latest state-of-the-art safety and production technology.
Okay, I support that.
Strongly or just somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. The proposed facility will generate 4,000 jobs at the peak of construction and at least 100 permanent jobs once the facility is in service.
I strongly support that.
Thank you. Enbridge and Yara will partner to invest in programs to support environmental stewardship and conservation and work closely with local communities to promote shared environmental values and priorities.
I support that strongly.
Thank you. Plant personnel and first responders will be properly trained and equipped with materials and resources necessary to respond to in the unlikely event that there is an incident at the proposed facility.
I strongly support that.
And the last one for this section is, opponents say that the proposed ammonia facility will require too much water and jeopardize the amount of water available to Ingleside residents.
I have no idea on that one.
So are you unsure or it depends?
Unsure.
Unsure. Thank you. Now, hearing all of that, would you favor or oppose the construction of an ammonia plant or an export facility located in the southern edge of Ingleside?
I would favor it.
And do you strongly favor it or just somewhat?
I'd strongly favor that, I believe.
Strongly, thank you. And in your own words, please tell me, why would you favor the proposed ammonia plant and export facility?
Because it's bringing jobs to the community.
Bringing jobs in the community. Thank you. Now, just a few questions, just to make sure that we have a representative sample. Do you consider yourself to be Hispanic or Latino descent, such as Mexican, Puerto Rican, Cuban, or other Central or Latin American background?
No.
And is your main race Anglo, African American, Asian, or some other race?
Anglo.
Thank you. Do you own or rent your own place of residence?
Own it.
And which of the following best describes your current type or most recent type of employment? Construction / manufacturing, white collar like management, energy like chemical, self-employed in own business, professional such as law or medicine, government or education, clerical or retail, farming or fishing?
I'm retired, so.
Oh, okay. Thank you. And do you have an X account?
Do I have a what?
An X account, formerly known as Twitter.
No, I don't.
Thank you. And do you have an Instagram account?
No.
And do you have a Facebook account?
Yes.
Do you watch the nightly local news four or more days per week?
No.
And do you read the Ingleside Index on a weekly basis?
What was that again?
Do you read the Ingleside Index on a weekly basis?
Oh, no.
And do you read the Corpus Christi Caller Times on a daily basis?
Not on a daily basis.
Okay, thank you. And do you have any children under the age of 19 who reside with you full or part-time?
No.
Thank you. And with this, we conclude the survey. So once again, I thank you very much for your participation and have a wonderful night, sir.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Thank you. Goodbye.